Good morning. We continue with our study of Mishnayos as we do every single day. L'ilui Nishmas Sara Malka Basar Yitzchak. Today we find ourselves in Masechta Nedarim in the 10th parak Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Meisa Av. Yesterday we talked about what happens when you have a Nara Morasa, a girl who's halfway through her wedding ceremony, and she's also halfway into adulthood. So we said, Avio Baila Mefir Nedar, the father and the husband go ahead and are Mefir Nedar together. What happens if the father dies? So his share of the control over her nedarim doesn't get transferred over to the husband. But if the husband died, then his share of control goes back to the father, and the father can annul the nedarim because, technically speaking, until she's a bogeres, she's in his control. In this regard, the father is stronger than the husband. But in another way, the power of the husband is bigger than the power of the father. The husband can go ahead and be mefer the nedarim of a bulgaris, and the father cannot do so. Nadravi arusa, what happens if the Nara made a neder while she was an arusa and her father heard about it? She got divorced that day, and she went ahead and got married again with Arison that day, even 100 times, one after the other on the same day. So the father and the last husband can be made for her neder. Zaklal, this is the general rule. As long as she never was in her own rishus for one moment, her father and the last husband, on the end of the day that they hear the neder, so they can be mayfair the neder. We'll stop here. And Be'ezus Hashem, we'll continue tomorrow morning. Everyone have a fantastic, amazing day.